As we discussed yesterday, the Supreme Court heard opening arguments regarding the president's immunity from prosecution, obviously. It seemed to have gone really, really well, just from the outside looking in. It sounded like the majority of them were open to the argument that the president does have immunity from prosecution. President Donald Trump called into Newsmax yesterday to discuss his arguments as well. Take a listen.
You can't do what you have to do and then all of a sudden get indicted and go through a process like I go through. You have to have immunity. You need presidential immunity to do the right thing. And sometimes you may do the wrong thing. I mean, that's possible, too. But you have to have immunity.
You have to have immunity. And that's a fair argument. Anyone would understand that, especially as the president of the United States. You need that level of immunity to be able to conduct your job properly. Joining us to discuss all of this is a man who was in the room when the hearings were going on. Let's bring in Mike Davis. He is the founder of Article 3 Project. Mike, you were there yesterday. I heard you were out there selling a lot of different media outlets that you think this will go in favor of the president. Tell us a little bit about that.
I think after listening to the Supreme Court's questions during oral argument yesterday, it is very clear that there are at least five votes, maybe six, depending on how Justice Amy Coney Barrett comes down for a very limited ruling that the president of the United States, any president of the United States, is immune from criminal prosecution for his official acts, not his personal acts, his official acts. And I think the Supreme Court in their questioning understood that if you do not provide that protections, those protections to a president, it's going to destroy the presidency. It's going to destroy his ability to do his job if he has to live in fear that his successor will prosecute him for his official acts, and therefore it will destroy the presidency. Federal judges have immunity from criminal prosecution for their official acts. So do members of Congress. Why the hell would the president of the United States?
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, too. I couldn't understand how you even argue against that. Justice Alito also kind of hinted at that as well. Let's take a listen.
I'm sure you would agree with me that a stable democratic society requires that a candidate who loses an election, even a close one, even a hotly contested one, leave office peacefully if that candidate is the incumbent.
Of course.
All right. Now, if an incumbent who loses a very close, hotly contested election knows that a real possibility after leaving office is not that the president is going to be able to go off into a peaceful retirement, but that the president may be criminally prosecuted by a bitter political opponent, will that not lead us into a cycle that destabilizes the functioning of our country as a democracy? And we can look around the world and find countries where we have seen this process, where the loser gets thrown in jail.
So I think it's exactly the opposite, Justice Alito. There are lawful mechanisms to contest the results in an election. And outside the record, but I think of public knowledge, petitioner and his allies filed dozens of electoral challenges, and in my understanding is lost all but one that was not outcome determinative in any respect. There were judges that said in order to sustain substantial claims of fraud that would overturn an election result that's certified by a state, you need evidence, you need proof. And none of those things were manifested.
Okay, Mike, so it sounds like they're getting to the core of this, that a bitter opponent of President Trump is going after him, which is obviously Joe Biden. He's using the Department of Justice to do so. Do you see this being an issue? Let's say President Trump, which I do believe, is going to win in November. How would Joe Biden feel if he was being prosecuted next by the new DOJ?
Yeah, I mean, they're running a criminal conspiracy to violate rights, to violate President Trump's civil rights. The civil rights of Walt Nauta, his co-defendant, the civil rights of 18 co-defendants in Georgia, the civil rights of Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro, the civil rights of John Eastman and Jeff Clark, his lawyers, his top advisors, his lawyers, these January 6th defendants, this is obviously a criminal conspiracy to violate rights. And I would say this, if the Supreme Court does not hold that the president is immune from criminal prosecution for their official acts, does that mean the Trump 47 Justice Department can prosecute President Obama and his legal advisor at the time, David Barron, who's now a judge on the First Circuit Court of Appeals for capital murder, for their extrajudicial drone strike on two Americans, including a minor? Does it mean that the Trump 47 Justice Department can prosecute President Biden for his illegal mass parole of 10 million unvetted illegal immigrants into our country and their resulting crimes? Does it mean we could be bipartisan here? Does it mean that the Trump 47 Justice Department can prosecute President Bush 43 and Vice President Cheney? I see Liz Cheney likes to run her mouth, including with the New York Times. Does that mean the Trump 47 Justice Department can prosecute Bush 43 and Cheney for their reckless, at best, reliance on faulty intel? Some would say they lied about intel that led to the invasion in Iraq and more than 100,000 deaths. Do they really want to go down this path? Do we really want to go down this path as a country where we destroy our presidency and therefore destroy our country?
Yeah. Well, I know Justice Kavanaugh asked that same question about the drone attacks regarding Barack Obama, and they kind of dismissed it as if that's not going to ever happen. So I thought that was pretty interesting. But you also mentioned January 6th, and I think that's a key point here. You know, we discussed how a D.C. appeals court kind of tossed aside the enhancements for one J6er, saying that they were wrongfully applied to his sentencing. And then we heard from the DOJ, specifically U.S. Attorney Matthew Graves, saying that he's going to try to amp up the lesser charges when they're requesting sentences on those for those who do have the enhancements overturned. Julie Kelly is really putting a flag on this, saying that now judges are also looking to step it up a notch too. So for our audience at home who aren't, you know, lawyers, how does this work? How, if they do get the enhancements tossed out for all of these J6ers, because, you know, the appeals court did say that they were wrongfully applied, how are they then able to go back on the lesser charges and ask for more time?
Julie Kelly has been doing a fantastic job for nearly 4 years in the trenches, in the rat's nest of the D.C. District Court and the D.C. Circuit Court, exposing what these Democrat judges and, frankly, even Republican judges are doing to these January 6th defendants. They are being persecuted, no question. The Biden Justice Department contorted a post-Enron statute, 1512, that was passed and enact it to go after corporate obstruction of justice, corporate document shredding, and the related crimes. It was never intended to be used against political enemies. And in the Biden Justice Department, Jack Smith, Matthew Graves, this Democrat U.S. attorney in D.C. have politicized and weaponized this federal obstruction of justice statute after Enron to go after Trump, with two of the four charges that Jack Smith brought against Trump for January 6th, along with these January 6th defendants. What happened on January 6th was a lawful protest permitted by the National Park Service that devolved into a riot. And the people who were there peacefully had the First Amendment right to be there. Even if you disagreed with them, even if you hate them, they had the First Amendment right to be there. The people who trespassed should have been charged with trespass. And the people who were violent should have been charged with violence. But then the Biden Justice Department used this 1512 to go after these Trump supporters, Trump and these Trump supporters, based upon this bogus, contorted reading, bad faith reading, malicious reading of 1512 to go after Trump and his supporters with these extreme sentences, right? So you're getting some of these sentences are for years for people who were participating in January 6th, 20 plus years for some of the worst actors, right? And the Supreme Court is going to almost certainly reverse many of these criminal convictions with the Fisher case that will be decided by the end of June. And then that will have serious effect on two of four of Jack Smith's charges against President Trump. And so these Democrat prosecutors and these Democrat judges in D.C. and even some of these Republican judges in D.C. are outrageously saying that they're essentially just going to ignore this ruling by the Supreme Court. And then they're, instead of sentencing these January 6th defendants concurrently, like if they're charged with five or six different misdemeanors where you have up to 6 months each, instead of doing the normal thing where you sentence these for the misdemeanors, you would sentence them concurrently for up to 6 months. They're going to stack these convictions consecutively. So you, instead of having, you know, 6 months for six different misdemeanors, they could put them in prison for 36 months for these misdemeanors, because they're trying to do an end run around the Supreme Court. And they're even threatening to punish these January 6th defendants for even raising this issue, raising their appellate rights based upon this Fisher ruling. This is outrageous what they're doing, that they are ignoring the Supreme Court and they are punishing these January 6th defendants for exercising their legal rights. Again, this is a criminal conspiracy by these Biden prosecutors and these judges and these Democrat operatives to violate the civil rights of these January 6th defendants. This is unacceptable.
Yeah, it is unacceptable. And it's disgusting that they're doing this to a lot of veterans as well. On Monday on our show, we're actually having a sit down, an exclusive interview with Sergeant Ken Harrelson. Ken Harrelson's one of those J6ers who was tried during the Oath Keepers trial. And we know that the DOJ put two witnesses on the stand who completely lied, Officer Harry Dunn and Officer David Lazarus. And he's finally being able to speak out about that. But he got that enhancement slapped on him as well. And he's going to speak out about that now that he's finally free. Mike Davis, thank you for everything that you do. We greatly appreciate your time as always. Keep going out there and fighting the good fight.
Givaderm is all natural products. I use it twice a day. I use it in the morning and I also use it before I go to bed. And if you're looking to pick up a great body lotion, I use it every day. It's incredible. Again, the ingredients all in the back, it's listed. It's everything you can pronounce, because guess what? It's all natural. This one's a good one. You have to get this product. Click down the link below. Givaderm is the product name, and the promo code for 10% off right now is Brianna. Givaderm is all natural products. I use it twice a day. I use it in the morning and I also use it before I go to bed. And if you're looking to also improve your under eye a little bit, I've got to recommend this one for you too. It's also on Givaderm's website right now. It is the eye cream. It's incredible. I use this under my eyes as well at nighttime. I love it. You don't put that much. Literally a very, very small amount will do a lot. So that little amount got both of my eyes. And it's incredible. I definitely noticed the dark circles under my eyes have significantly gotten lighter, which is super important. And the creases as well, between this and the five step system that I use, it's been incredible for my skin. So I highly recommend, if you're gonna get the 5-step system, definitely add this one on. It's a great one. It's the eye cream, and it's another one that I highly recommend. You have to get this product. Click down the link below. Givaderm is the product name, and the promo code for 10% off right now is Brianna.
And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.